Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode, we're going to explore nature spirituality and ways to connect with your wild heart. Are you a wild-hearted soul? Do you feel a bone-deep kinship with nature? Are you a lover of the wilderness who longs to stride through emerald forests, wide-open moors, or who hears the siren call of the sea? For as long as I can remember, I have loved the natural world around me, of which I am a part, and the lush Celtic landscapes of my ancestors. Born and raised in Liverpool, many of my relatives sailed across the Irish Sea during the potato famine, settling in and around Merseyside, and I'm sure that this will be a very familiar tale to any fellow Scousers listening right now. I've always been super proud of my heritage, my roots, and where I come from, and as I've got older, I've become deeply interested in the wisdom of my Celtic forebears. Something in my Celtic soul really chimes with nature spirituality and wild-hearted mysticism. And especially since losing my mum, I've found that nature actually offers me a sense of being mothered and of being held that I lost when my mum died. To me, nature is sacred and carries within it the imprint of the divine. The environment in which we live has so often been used simply as a resource. However, the Celtic mindset, along with many other global cultures, seemed to recognise the inherent value of the natural world, approaching the land in a spirit of true relationship rather than exploitation. In Celtic myth, legend, and folklore, the body of the goddess is often interwoven with the lush green landscape. If we view the earth in such a way, as conscious, alive, and containing within it a divine spark, then how can we not think that the way that we treat the earth matters? If we see the land as something with inherent value and as something we are, whether we realise it or not, in relationship with, this sense of nature spirituality deepens, and the way we interact with the wild places of this earth becomes different too, gentler, kinder, and more thoughtful. The Celts were animists, believing that everything had a soul or spiritual essence. And just as nature is interwoven with the divine, so too are we. There is no separation between us and nature. The starry night sky, the warmth of the sun, the soft silver moon, the thunder and the storm and the wild crashing sea are all pathways to the wild divine. Every moment of our lives can be a prayer, a hymn to the holy wild, from throwing open our curtains and letting in the light to taking a lunchtime walk. So I invite you today to let just a touch of the sacredness of nature flow into your day and to notice how it makes you feel and how different you feel too in relation to this holy earth. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.